Marcia Sterwin is finally discharged.
Really?
Yeah. I said, you know, not for nothing. I was talking to the service coordinator. I said, do you even know how nasty this woman is? I said, not to mention she's telling me how happy she is with her caregiver, and now she wants to transfer when everything's situated and she's fine. Like, I don't understand this woman. I'm like, let me tell, I'm not like asking you to talk to her to stay. Believe me, I'm good, but I just don't understand it.
Because she's special. Well, can we use her aid on another case?
Yeah, I'm going to, she's Philly though, so I don't really have anything in Philly. I'm trying to get her on something else because I don't want her to, I don't want her to transfer out with her in case that was the plan. Like, I want to get her on something right away. But Nina is definitely the only full-time Philadelphia case with her freaking stepdaughter.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We don't have, the other coordinators may not have anybody.
I don't know. Okay. No, because everything goes on my sheet. I have a coordination sheet for staffing cases. And then, I mean, I have a bunch of stuff in Philadelphia, but it's all for either just the weekend or just one day. You know, so I'm trying. I'm doing the best I can with her. And there was something else I was calling you. Oh, I have a caregiver. I had a caregiver on the phone that was only Spanish speaking, but I texted her instead.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. That was all.
Oh,
all right. Bye.
Well, I'm glad she left though. Thank God.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye.